If you're a residential realtor in 2024, you are going to get There's some breaking news that are going on in the world of residential real estate. This NAR, National Association of Realtors, commission lawsuit, the $1.8 billion verdict, is gonna affect everyone in the real estate industry. It's gonna affect agents, buyers, and sellers. And in this video, I'm gonna show you exactly how it's gonna affect you, but make sure you stay till the end, because if you're an agent, there is a way to get around this, and I have a solution for you. So make sure you watch till the end, and I'll tell you a lot of great info about how this lawsuit will affect you as an agent, as a buyer, or a seller, and how you can solve for this problem that we're gonna face in the future, because we are gonna go through a lot of turbulence and a lot of chaos with this lawsuit. So in summary, this lawsuit was basically a huge ordeal about how commissions are paid in the US, right? So typically, when a seller sells their property, they pay a 5% to 6% commission to a buyer and a seller's agent. If a seller lists their property, they pay a 5% commission, and if a buyer's agent brings a buyer to the property, then the commission gets cut in half, 2.5% to the buyer's agent, and then 2.5% to the listing agent. This is how it's always been, but because of this new lawsuit, and because of sellers complaining about how commissions are structured, now with this lawsuit, which I'm very surprised they actually won, the seller now only has to pay 2.5% or 2% to the seller's agent, and they don't have to pay jack shit to the buyer's agent. If a buyer's agent shows 10 properties and their buyer decides not to pay him a commission and they go directly to the listing agent, that buyer's agent gets cut out of the deal and they basically just volunteered free hours to work for free to show properties in return for nothing. And honestly, this is extremely stupid. And even though the sellers are the people who complain, it's actually gonna shoot themselves in the foot. Because look, if you list a property on the market and you offer a 0% buy-side commission, that means all the agents that could have worked for you to show your home now is non-existent and aren't gonna be working for you. And homes are already super unaffordable in the US, right? It's already hard for the average American to be able to afford a house. It's already becoming more and more a renter's nation. And putting this extra cost on top of buyers' closing costs, such as lender fees, escrow fees, title fees, which already can cost up to $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 on bigger properties, adding another $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 in commissions paid to their representative to a buyer's agent, it's just never gonna happen. Buyer's gonna end up going directly to the listing agent and calling them, being misrepresented, right? There's gonna be a lot of dual agency, and it's gonna cause a lot of chaos, okay? Because to tell you a quick story, yesterday I called a listing agent on a property that I liked. It was a 4-unit property that I wanted to buy as an investor. When I called them, he didn't know his head from his ass. He put a 0% buy-side commission because a seller was already trying to take advantage of the new, you know, commission lawsuit. And when I called him, he told me things about the property that were untrue. Like, the property was built in 1975. He said it was built in 1950. He said there were all 2 bedrooms, but there were all 3 bedrooms. He said there was no room to add units, but there was room to add units. So you can already see how this negatively could affect a buyer who's unsophisticated. Luckily, I am. I know what I'm talking about, so I could fact check this on my own. But if a buyer doesn't have the resources like me as a broker to fact check what that agent is saying, you can see how this can create a potential lawsuit and a lot of chaos. And as a seller, if your agent is the one that's negotiating on your behalf and he's talking to all the buyers that are interested, this creates a big conflict of interest, especially if you're working with an agent who doesn't know his head from his ass. And trust me, there's a lot of those agents out there that don't know what the f*** they're talking about. The other day, my friend was telling me, I think this was 2 days ago, a coworker who's pretty high up in his company makes over 300 grand a year before taxes, so basically like 150. And him and his wife are having a baby, and they're having trouble finding a house to buy here in San Diego. They just want a simple cookie cutter, 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, 1200 square feet, not asking for much, something around $1 million. And they're having trouble qualifying for a loan, and they're having trouble affording the monthly payment. So if people like him are already having trouble in California to buy a house, how can the average American ever afford to buy a house, especially with this extra commission cost on top of it, right? It's impossible. A quick stat for you that'll blow your mind away is that the average American all around the country has to save 5 times their average annual income. And this is median income, by the way, for each state, 5 times their income, so basically saving their income for 5 years without spending any money at all. And let's be real, that's not possible. Everyone has expenses and liabilities. So that could take 10, 15, 20 years to save up for a down payment on a house. And in California, oh, it's sad, but that same American has to save over 8 times their average annual median income in order to be able to qualify for a home at today's prices and at today's interest rates. It's terrible. Now you can see why I'm telling you this, because it makes it harder and harder for the market, for the buyers to be able to afford something. Why does this affect you if you're an agent? Imagine you're a buyer and you're trying to afford a $1 million property and you got to put down $200,000 and you're a buyer's agent asking for that buyer to pay you an extra $25,000 on top of that 200 grand they're putting down on the property, plus another 20K in escrow costs, title costs, and lender fees. How do you think that buyer is going to respond to that, right? Buyers are not used to doing this, so you're going to have a lot of tough conversations, and it's going to really suck being a buyer's agent. And to make matters worse, if you're a buyer's agent right now, that means that you're making majority of your income showing properties and finding leads that come in on Zillow, and you're showing those homes. Well, guess what? That market is probably gonna die if this gets worse and worse and the effects of this lawsuit affects every state. Because if this happens, then if you get a call from Zillow as a buyer and you show a home as a buyer's agent and you're not the listing agent, they're gonna say, wait, you're just a Zillow agent? Okay, I'm just gonna call the listing agent and go directly to them. And they're gonna cut you out completely. And if your business comes from open houses, comes from buyer leads, and you're trying to show those buyers other listed properties, your business is essentially dead. And listing agents, listen to me, you're not out of this either. If you're a listing agent, your competition is gonna get twice as hard, twice as competitive, because these buyer's agents are now gonna have to pivot to becoming listing agents, and now all those marketing dollars are gonna go towards listings, right? You can see where I'm going with this. So if you're a listing agent, instead of now competing with 2 other companies for a listing appointment, you're not gonna be sitting down competing with 5, 6, 7, 8 other companies, right? Because everyone's gonna try to be a listing agent now. Look, I know this sucks, and if you're an agent, you might think, man, I should probably get out of the business, I'm in the wrong business. If you're new, it's been a tough year in 2023. 2024 is still gonna be a tough year, but I've got a solution for you. In the toughest of times, these kinds of people make all the money in real estate. This commission lawsuit will never affect you, and you're gonna have business as usual, right? I'm gonna have business as usual, because why? Because I am in multifamily real estate and I work with investors, right? That's the solution. You have to pivot to working with investors, not consumers, not first-time homebuyers. You have to work with seasoned investors who are in the game of making money, right? Because these investors, they're used to paying buy-side commissions. They're used to paying fees because they know that investment brokers bring a lot of value to the table. In the big, big deals in commercial real estate, like the big hedge funds, private equity companies like Blackstone, BlackRock, these people, they are used to paying buyer commissions. They pay it all the time. And this is the main reason why investment brokers bring way more value to the table and why this lawsuit will never affect us. It's because as investment brokers, as advisors, we bring value that residential realtors just simply do not have. And we bring off-market deals and we bring real advisory to the table. Like, we bring real numbers to the table on how to advise someone how to grow their portfolio like a financial advisor. And the most of all is we bring a lot of off-market properties. As a seller, a lot of people don't like putting their property on the market. It's just a fact, right? And if sellers don't want to put their property on the market as investors because they don't want to disturb their tenants, we have the chance as brokers to pitch that property to our group of investors. And if one of them makes an offer, that's an off-market deal. And in an off-market deal, a seller and a buyer knows that me, I worked my tail off. I brought a lot of value to the table by putting a deal together before just putting it and parking a sign out front and putting it on the market. They know that I had to go out there and knock down doors to get this done. So I've never not been paid a commission on an off-market deal. And I always make, you know, 4 to 5% on a $2 million deal, always. And that's what's so amazing about commercial real estate too, is that when you sell someone a property, they're gonna keep buying and selling with you and trading with you because they're addicted to growing their net worth and getting richer, right? When you sell someone a home, when you sell a first-time buyer a home, they're one and done. When they buy a property, they're gonna live there for 7 to 10 years, lock in their interest rate and not move for a long time. It's a lot of turn and burn. Well, guess what? In commercial real estate, I've worked with the same investor over 20, 30 times. I think my number one client I've done like 30 deals with the last 3 years. and I've made well over $1 million off one client. Just to bring this home with a story, you know, my girlfriend, like I mentioned, I think earlier, is in residential real estate. She works her tail off. She's a buyer's agent. And the way that she works with a buyer is so much different than how I work with buyers, right? When my girlfriend shows homes to buyers, she's always working on the weekends, talking to like five different buyers, showing each one like five or six different homes on the weekend. And hopefully they write on one property. And it's a lot of gas spent, a lot of time spent. And a lot of the times, none of them even write on a property, right? They decide, oh, it's just too much for us right now. I don't want to write. My time is used way more effectively when I work with a buyer because I can just send an email blast to my investors with the financials and the PDFs of the marketing package. And if they like the numbers, they'll make an offer on it on the same day. And I can go to escrow without ever even going to the property with the buyer, right? It's powerful stuff. You know, if you're a residential realtor, you're working the same hours as a retail associate, right? If you're working the same hours like that the rest of your life, I mean, that would suck. As a commercial real estate agent, we work Monday through Friday. We grind our ass off Monday through Friday. But we get weekends off, right? If you're sick of working weekends and you're sick of showing homes to the same buyer over and over who's never gonna buy, and you're sick of working with first-time home buyers that are gonna complain and be emotional, and you're sick of sellers trying to complain about their commissions to you, then come join the dark side. Join multifamily real estate sales. I'll show you how it's done. I'm looking to train five more agents in 2024. We're growing, expanding JLM real estate. So if you want to learn the business and make a ton of money making investment sales, then contact me, okay? The average commission that realtors make in the US are like $12,500, give or take. The 90% of deals that I've done, I've made well over $40,000 on, and I've done 20 deals where I've made over six figures in one commission, right? You can do the math on that because I've done over 150 deals in the last 5 years. So thank you so much for watching. Hope this was helpful and gave you some insight on a light at the end of the tunnel that this commission lawsuit isn't all bad. It will affect everybody and will cause a lot of issues and a lot of hard conversations, but hopefully this video helped you and I'll see you in the next one. Feel free to like and subscribe. Click the link in the description, book a call with me if you want to talk to me for free, and I'll show you how to get started. I'll talk to you soon.